Okay, so the next opinion that we're talking about in the Mishnah is there's a series about five, six inyanim, and the inyanim are miut schoya, minimizing asik in business, miut derech eretz. Which is also, not dealing with people in the shuk, Rashi says. Miut tainug, limiting the enjoyment of this world. Miut shena, limiting one's sleep. Miut sicha, not talking too much. And miut tzchayk, not being too much of a letz, of a jokester, taking things seriously. So these are, as Rav Matisyahu puts it, these are the kinyanim of the kinyanei hamiut. These are all under the category of miut. So let's understand a little bit the concept. What does it mean, the miut of it? So first of all, you see from miut that miut means that a person has to be in control enough to know when it's too much, when it's too little. Everything should be calculated. Everything has to have a certain amount of calculation. It can't just be, I do it because I do it. A person has to understand that they're doing it because it's what needs to happen. It's good for them. Sometimes people just get caught up in the moment or get caught up in the routine and they don't even make a cheshbon, is this what I'm supposed to be doing or not? It's just, this is what I do. Well, hold on. Do you need to? Don't you need to? Is it important and is it not important? Is it what's supposed to be happening? Is that what's supposed to be happening? So that's the what the miut is telling me, is teaching me, is that a person has to take control and balance it. Take control and balance the asik in these inyanim. And that's why, by the way, things are, our character traits are called midos. The Altar of Kelm writes that Amida, it's called Amida because there's no such thing as something that we don't need at all. We need a little bit of most things. So therefore, you have to have it, but you have to have it in Amida. And how do you know if you're kind of the Amida? You're kind of it when you know what, when you're kind of it when you have the right amount. If you don't do it at all, or you don't control it at all, either way, it's nitkei Amida. It's just, it is. Mida means that you have it, you're in control of it, and you use it as much as needed. So the most of these inyanim are inyanim that when if a person gets orangutan in these inyanim, they can be distractions for a person. So these inyanim are not necessarily a type of person or a character or a type of learning. It's in general one's attitude towards these inyanim is such that if a person gets orangutan, gets too involved and carried away in these inyanim, they can lose themselves and they'll never be able to be kind of learning completely. So Rav Matisyahu has a gavaltik diuk in the famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach. No? The Tosis and Shabbos asks a kasha, Nyana Dioima, that why is it that we need Nasa? Why did they need Kafalim Harkigigis? Why did Klal Yisrael need to be forced with a Harkigigis? That had already said Nasa Benishma. As a fact, Tosis that had already said Nasa Benishma. So Tosis answers because it would have been chosen with machmas ha'isha g'dayla. But the Medrash Tanchuma gives another answer. The Klal Yisrael's Nasa v'Nishma was only on Tarshish B'Ksav, and the Kafalei and Harkigigis was on the Tarshish Baal Peh. And obviously, all the Mefarshim said, it doesn't mean that there wouldn't have been a Tarshish Baal Peh because you can't learn Tarshish B'Ksav without Tarshish Baal Peh. It means that the asik and the kinyan and the getting involved in the learning of Tarshish Baal Peh, which is really what is the complicated part of learning, Okay, the intensity of learning comes from Tosha Baal Peh. That's what they were afraid that they don't want it. And the lashon of the Medrash, when it describing what is the level one needs to reach to learn Tosha Baal Peh that they didn't want, the lashon of the Medrash is Ve'ezez a Talmud, it's Tosha Baal Peh. You can't learn it. And he says, if a person it likes Oishar and Tainuk, so the idea is that a person's overindulgence in these inyanim makes it very difficult to be kind of Tarshe Baal Peh. And the entire Kafal and Archegigas was about this, was about lifestyle changes that would require a person to give up on certain things in order to be involved in Torah. That's what they didn't want. And that was what they needed a Kafal and Archegigas on. Okay? That's what they needed to be forced into. So let's take the first one, Miut Schaira and Miut Der Eretz. So a person has to be memayit in their schayra, in their business, and memayit in their derech eretz in order to make time for their learning. Because a person very often is in a business and they, at some point, make enough money, but they need more money. And now, obviously, a person has to be involved in business. But I'm saying, it comes a point where it's just in the derech. And not that many people reach that point. There is an Indian of making our shtadlus and being memayit b'schir. Now, one thing that our mitzvah is medayik, and I heard this from other people as well. Matter of fact, I heard this from Reb Gershon Edelstein when I was by him. I was there and I heard this part from him then in Pesach, last year Pesach. So he said that when we say over here miut b'schir, it means two things. It means, number one, you have to minimize it. That's the negative. But there's a positive also. There needs to be a miut of schoira. It's good to have a miut of schoira. The miut schoira that you do is also part of the kinyan. The kinyan is a two-way street. You have to limit your schoira, but you also have to have the miut schoira. Because the person, like the Mishnah and Perkei Avos says many times, a person doesn't have that miut schoira. A person doesn't have that what to rely on. They can't really learn either. They can't have menuchas nefesh, like we spoke yesterday. So the miut derech eretz and the miut schoira is good. The miut tainu, a person has to limit their tainu. But a person tries to go cold turkey on tainu, they can't survive. They need to have that miut tainu, the miut shena. Yeah, all these things are things that the Mishnah can't just say avoid. There are things that you need. But the kinyan is when you know when you've had enough and when you're having too much. That's the avoida here. The avoida in these kinyanim are the balance itself. The balance is the avoida. So let's take Miut Shena, for example. Miut Shena is a avoida to have a kinyan because you can have it both ways. You can have sometimes a guy that sleeps till 11:30, 12, every day and never does anything with his life. And then you can have a guy the opposite that tries to stay up all night learning. And he can't be kind of Torah either. So the kinyan of the Torah is the Miut Shena, is having the ability to make that balance and know when you're having too much, when you're having too little, and when you can use it to help you and not to hurt you. And that's what the Miut Schoira is as well. I know when I have enough to help me, help me do my what I need to do. At the same time, I know when it's too much to pull the plug. Mi'etzicha. So this is when I heard of Gershon. There was a rav. I was there by Gershon Edelstein, and I was and there was a rav from a different city came in, and they said, "Oh, the rav is here." They brought him in. You know how it is over there, and he came with a settle of questions, about 20 questions to ask a Gershon. And I said, "Look, you're going to put him in front of me, fine, but at least I want to come in and hear the questions." So they let me in. So he asked them questions. And all of his questions, it was basically one question, it was one theme, and Rav Gershon was pushing back on all of his questions. Basically, this guy was coming to say that everyone has he was like a big kandoi. Anything has to be heard, and it's not good that the Bachram do this, and it's not good that the yeshivas do that. And so he said the Bachram nowadays shmooze too much. What does your yeshiva think? Bachram nowadays shmooze too much. So he said, Mechatesim. So he said, outside in the halls, the class said, when? During Seder? I mean, no, Sadar Mashtak, it's good, but. So he said, that's good. It's a good zach. No, they said mi yitzicha. So the guy said mi yitzicha. That's what I'm saying. He said no. The kohen says you have to have mi yitzicha. You got to be normal. You have to talk to people. You shouldn't talk. He says no, but it's too much. He says apparently it's not too much because if they're doing it, they need it. I said okay. So you don't like that point. But that's how he said the point. He said, no, you need the mi yitzicha. Mitzicha helps you stay normal. So so I don't know most of us which part of the miyat is our ik or kinyan that we're working on. Is it the being a mind or is it holding on to the miyat? I think if we end up on the other end of the spectrum struggling, we'll catch ourselves in time. I think. So, but if you catch yourself in the middle of the time as a deep work, you can remind yourself that when you should have Mitzvah. So, anyway, all right, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, there's an introduction to this. Okay,
thank you.
Good night, Shkoyach.